Death is the essence of Good Friday. Death is the main theme for the heart, the second days of the Church, Holy Trinity. The death of our Lord on the cross and his body buried in the tomb play an important role in God's salvation for humanity. Many people in this world believe that death is the end of human life. Those who are lacking in faith or having no faith at all fear of death. But as children of God, those who have faith in the Lord believe in life eternal. Therefore, brothers and sisters, death is not the end. For Christ's death becomes the sacrificial offering to God for humanity. Death, in the eyes of faith, is the moment when souls of the just reunite and return back to God. In order for us to focus on the death of Christ, we begin by concentrating on some of the reasons why the temple leaders and authority at the time put Jesus to death. Throughout his ministry, Jesus walked among them, spread the good news to all people, and led the lost sheep of Israel to return back to God the Father. Everywhere he went, people followed him. A vast crowd gathered around him, and many was listening to his holy words and teachings, and for most of them, transformed their lives. He did many miraculous things, healing many ailments, and cured the blind, the deaf, the crippled, and cast out many evil spirits and demons. His teaching changed many lives, and empowered so many vulnerable individuals in society, and so many sinners from their old sinful ways. Those who thirst for God, thirst for the truth, thirst for holy words, and thirst for righteousness, they found all these in Jesus our Lord. Great crowd were always draw near to Christ. Everywhere he went, his holy words, his miraculous power, and his loving care always showed toward those who he loved, those who he met, and even those who disagree with him. For his desire for them was to change their life from the old imperfect way to newness of life. His loving deeds and his gentle words transformed the poor, the rich, the commoners, and the powerful. His inferential abilities and his loving heart led many people to believe in God, holy ways, and those who listen to him follows his path. However, the temple leaders and the social authorities saw these things as a threat to their status in life, their power, and their authority over the community, because they would not be able to let them go. Jesus became a threat in their eyes and in their view, a threat that will affect their wicked ways. Therefore, they took aim at Jesus and tried to find ways to eliminate him from their sight. As students of this world, those who do not believe in God see death as an end to life. For that reason, they eliminate Jesus by condemning him to death. They thought only his death will solve their problems. So today, they did it. They hung him on a cross to let him die there, a public death. They thought it was the end. However, brothers and sisters, more than 2,000 years ago now, after his death, so many people around the world continue to celebrate Good Friday, the day that marked the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died as a ransom to God the Father for the atonement of our sins. His death, we are celebrating or commemorating today. We are commemorating because his death brings hope to the human race, especially for those who truly believe in God. Brother and sisters in Christ, what lesson do we learn today? Today, God teaches us as his children, we should not fear death. Because Jesus has already conquered death for us, death no longer had power and control over us. For death is a moment we let go of things in this world. We let go of our bad and wrongful habits, our selfishness and our wicked way, and let go of our evil and sinful behaviors. Death to sin, death to bad habits, and death to selfishness and wickedness. These are ways to respond to God's love for us. For the temple leaders and the authority during Jesus' time, they instead of listening to Jesus' teaching to change their way, they turn and kill him. Instead of obeying God's commandments, they eliminate the one who God sent. Instead of supporting and giving life, they took his life away by putting him to death. Brothers and sisters, throughout our life we witness and we will continue to witness this same and similar behaviors, just like those who condemn our Lord to death. Out of jealousy, out of envy, out of pride, we tend to react by removing, eliminating those who we dislike, those who we are, who are different from us, and those who we do not agree with. Kill them by our own judgment, kill them by our mockery, and kill them by our own contempt. We should not react or respond like the temple leaders. We should not cater to our own needs and wants. We should not focus on trying to make a name for ourselves or making others feel good or making them happy. Rather, we should serve God and those around us because we can and because they are right and just. You know, in order for us to live a joyful, peaceful, and holy life, we must imitate our Lord Jesus Christ. Willingly, we must die to our God. We die for our neighbors and die from things that are not good for us, because only death, true love may show. Good Friday, the day our Lord died by the human authority who hung him on a tree and left him there until his last breath. Our Lord willingly accepted the will of the Father so that we all might be free from the bondage of all things in this world. Jesus freed us from our sinful ways. Death is not the end, brothers and sisters. Death is the moment we transform ourselves from our own weakness and vulnerable ways into holy and acceptable to God. The death of our Lord should empower each one of us to go into our world, our community, and our family to live a life with conviction, a life that brings love, the truth of the gospel, and justice to all creatures that we encounter each and every day, no exception. The Lord our God will face death, willing to face death to show us the way. Are we like the crowd who followed Jesus and allowed him to touch our lives? Or are we just acting similarly like those who condemned Jesus by focusing on our own selfish desires? Death cannot affect us no longer if you and I live by abiding to Christ, brothers and sisters. A question will help us to reflect on our own ourselves at this time, the way we commemorate the death of our Lord is. Do we just believe in things of this world, or do we believe in Christ Jesus?
Thank you for listening to Aggie Catholic Homilies. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out our sister podcast, Aggie Catholic Talks, to hear talks from Magnify, Catholicism 101, and more. Thanks, God bless, and gig 'em.